Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 42nd episode of the Parents Initiative podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have our co-host, Rebecca, with us.
Hey, hey, hey.
So we want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen. It really means a lot to us, and it also says a lot about you. And I know we always start the podcast off by saying that, but when you take the time aside to grow and to decide, hey, I really want to become a better parent, a better person overall, congrats to you, because you could be doing something else with your time. So congratulations once again. For this episode, I want to offer some encouragement to you as an individual. Also, I'm sure that we'll probably hit a little bit on parenting as well, but I really want to give something to you to encourage you. If I could just really be transparent for a few moments, obviously we're all going through this pandemic and the coronavirus at this time. Maybe when some of you are listening to this episode, we have already overcome this, but for those of you who are listening to it now, at this moment, today is April 12th, Easter Sunday.
Easter 2020.
And there's a lot of you obviously listen to this, and you're dealing with this in different ways, and I'm sure in some ways you find yourself struggling and having a hard time. And if I could just be transparent for a few moments, just keep it real, that I've also had my struggles as well. It's real easy for us to, look at people from the outside, and just say, well, they got it all together. But I think it would be safe to say that we don't have it together. Is that right, Rebecca?
Not at all times.
Not at all times. We don't.
But we do know who does.
Yes, we do. And if you're just keeping it real, it's just sometimes, you have this battle going on inside your head that you're struggling. You may be having a hard time and just having to deal with things and balance things. And some of us got thrown into the mix of having our kids home full time now.
Yep.
And just learning how to navigate things. You're restricted from certain things you do. So there's this battle sometimes going on. And there's been a couple days that has been somewhat hard for me. And I'm trying to do my best to continue to move forward. But you always have that inner struggle with your thoughts.
Yeah.
Having to be intentional, even more intentional. Sometimes people do things naturally and it's okay and they're good to go. But I believe in this time that we're living in, you definitely have to be more intentional than anything else. I mean, to really be focused that you're not being short-tempered or short-changing other people. And I think Rebecca could agree with this. Sometimes it's real easy when it comes to your spouse to kind of be a little bit more short-tempered with them.
Yeah.
And just it's real easy for you to kind of just let things a little bit go, but we're trying our best definitely to be more intentional with our kids and how we navigate this and handle this.
Yeah, and also be an example to them of how to react when conflict arises or when obstacles may arise. When you are walking through a quote-unquote valley in your life, you're learning how to manage disappointment, you're learning how to navigate through fear, you're learning how to navigate through uncertainty, and whether you realize it or not, people that are closest to you and also the world, they're watching you and how you're going to respond to that. And this is something that's a huge thing, and it also makes you be more aware of where you currently are in your life, and it challenges you to work harder at responding in a better way. And I feel like it's, it kind of gives you that push to even be more aware, and you start noticing it more, especially when you say, okay, I want to be better. When you're asking yourself, okay, what is it that I need to work on? You can definitely always see something to work on. And when you're doing that, I feel you can make some changes in the positive way.
Yeah. So one of my go-to books in the Bible to read is the book of James. And never really like done a background study per se. And it was probably horrible for me to say, but I kind of have this Bible, the Passion Translation. It does a really good job of giving in-depth. And I really didn't know a couple things. And one of the things that I love it says here, it says Jacob, which is the author of James, he says, gives practical truths about what it means to be declared righteous by God. He gives us many clear insights on faith and walking in truth. And he says, you might want to view this book as a New Testament version of Proverbs, for much of his writings speak of God's heavenly wisdom that can transform us.
Yeah.
And another thing I didn't know about him was he was actually the half-brother of Jesus. And it's pretty cool to think that, you know, he really actually wasn't a follower per se when Jesus was on the earth alive, all right, at that time in human form. And but he actually came to know him after the fact and then started writing this good stuff here. So in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8, I'm going to read that to you here slowly, but this is what really encouraged me and challenged me, and I felt like I needed to share this with you. He says, my fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, and a lot of you here are facing some difficulties, he says, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can.
Yeah.
Now, I love that. It says invaluable opportunity. Like there is no value to this opportunity that we have right now. Like this is the best thing that you can do. And that best thing that you could do is walk in joy. He says, for you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs power within you to endure all things. Mm-hmm. And then your endurance grows even stronger. It will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. So it's that choice that you're saying, you know what? I'm going to choose to walk in joy. And that joy that you choose to walk in is going to help you to endure everything that you face. And it just clicked when I was reading it Thursday morning in my time of devotion. I was like, man, I got to choose to walk in joy. And that joy is what's going to help me to move forward. Regardless of what I'm facing or what I'm thinking or what I'm going through, is going to help me to endure this. Just choosing joy. So it's that choice that you have to make. And when you choose that, it affects your home.
Yeah, it does. You know, I love that this is coming from James, someone who seen everything unfold. And being Easter and it being so fresh in our hearts and our minds, what Jesus did for us, you know, that makes that verse even jump out even more, is when you're facing uncertainty. When you see these things before you and you don't understand, let the Spirit of God rise up within inside of you and understand that you have that power to make those choices, to
yep.
choose joy.
Yeah. So he says, choose joy. And then he goes on to say, if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom and he will give it. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with generous grace.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of this season, let's be honest, some of us have had some failures, okay? But when we choose to walk in joy, that joy leads into wisdom, and that wisdom helps us to have direction.
Yeah.
So you think about that. All right, so in the midst of your failures, in the midst of, you know, shortchanging yourself in the way you think and the way you talk and the way you treat other people, there is that grace that he gives us. But he says, just make sure you ask empowered by confident faith without doubting that you will receive. For the person believes one minute and doubts the next. Okay, so listen to this. Being undecided makes you become like the rough seas driven and tossed by the wind. You're up one minute and tossed down the next. When you are half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. Can you really expect to receive anything from the Lord when you're in that condition?
Mm.
And I think the key word right there is being undecided. So we've got to make that choice in this moment, man. We've got to decide every single day that we're going to walk in joy. You're making that choice. And because you're walking in joy, you're walking in belief. And belief is what? Faith. And then that faith will give you that wisdom,
yeah.
which gives you what? That direction. So when you're congruent to all these things, when you're saying, you know, I'm going to walk in joy, I'm going to make that choice to walk in faith, I mean, in joy, I'm going to choose joy. And then you're having that, because you have that choice, you're saying, hey, I believe. And that belief leads to faith, right? And then that faith leads to wisdom. And that wisdom leads to what direction? So in this season that we're walking in right now, we've got to choose every single day to walk in joy. And then you look at all those other things that lead to that.
Yeah.
You have anything you want to add to that?
No, I just said, you know, there's many of you out here listening that you're like stumbled on this podcast of parenting. And you're like, I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't know how I can have this kind of wisdom and joy that you're talking about. And I just feel it so strongly today that you can have that. You can have that right now where you are. And if it's okay with you,
yeah.
I want to offer that opportunity to you today. If you're listening, you're like, yes, I want what you're talking about. What are you talking about? I want to experience it. You can experience it. When you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, you can have Jesus come into your life right now and find freedom. And you can have and experience that joy that we're talking about. So I'm going to lead them into a prayer.
Yeah.
Is it okay with you? Is, you know, just repeat after me this prayer. You believe it in your heart. And right now can be your moment of turning your life a 180 complete direction into this area where you can find that peace and joy. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart. Confess that I don't know you, but I want to know you. I'm a sinner. I want to be forgiven. I accept that you died for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for me. You rose again, that one day I can be with you in heaven. Lord, I want that joy. I want that peace that you offer. And right now I accept it, I believe it, and I confess that you are Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, would you reach out and message us so we can celebrate with you? You know, the Bible says that you're made an overcomer. You're made victorious by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus dying for us, and the word of your testimony. So I encourage you to tell someone today what happened. Tell them about that change. And let's start you on the road to finding complete freedom in every area of your life. And I'm just thankful for you sharing that today about that freedom that we can have.
Mm-hmm.
And that we can choose. We have that choice to make. And
it's a choice you have to say that this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And it's a choice you're saying, you know, when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to choose joy.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose faith over fear. I'm going to choose all these things that, you know, he's already done for us. It's just a point of us deciding, you know. And if you did say that prayer and you know of a local church or you know someone that is a believer, reach out to them. You could also reach out to us. And I know that's definitely a God moment. This is not something that we planned out. Rebecca felt led to do that. And this is your opportunity to make things right and to say, hey, you know, I don't want to do this alone. I want other people to come along with me and help me. And that's what we're here for. We believe in you. We're going to be praying for you during the season. I know that you're also praying for us, and we thank you for that. And just know that we're better together. And we are here for you, and we just want to know that there is, you know, that there is hope in this season.
Yes.
And that I truly believe we're going to come out the other side of this.
Yeah.
But we've got to choose every single day. This is an invaluable opportunity. This is the best thing that we could do, that every day, once again, you're going to choose to say, hey, I'm going to walk out in joy. And with that choice, you're saying, hey, I'm choosing this. I believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give you that faith. Right? And that faith, what leads into wisdom.
Yeah.
All right. And that's going to help you to have that direction and guidance that you need during this season. Listen, some of you are probably lost your job, don't know how you're going to pay your bills. Just have faith. One of the things that I've been telling a lot of people is keep the faith.
and keep moving forward. Keep the faith and keep moving forward. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. All right?
You know, if you really were encouraged by this today, you know, would you rate it, review it, share it with someone, and join our community? We have on Facebook and Instagram. You know, invite others to come along with you. We say this all the time, and Leo's already said it once, but we are truly better together. We need each other.
Yeah, and if you would like to have Parents Initiative presented in your organization, your church, or Bible study in a future event that you are hosting, please be sure to contact us. And another thing that we're also available to do is we could also do a teleconference through Zoom or Facebook or however you like to do that. We could also do that. So link is found on our show notes. And just know that we're here for you, praying for you during the season. And like once again, man, I just can't get away from it. We are better together. And the link for all these things can be found on the show notes. You have a great day. Until next week.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on a donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button. Take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.